I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Until about 20 years ago, diving boards were a common part of swimming pools across the United States. In fact, a blog devoted to pools says that back then, almost 90% of pools had diving boards. Today, it says almost 90% don't have them. Why? According to an article in the Wall Street Journal, diving boards started to vanish after lawsuits over diving board injuries began producing awards in the millions of dollars. The cost of insurance to cover diving boards skyrocketed, so the springboards were quickly removed by most property owners. And that's a shame, not just because children across America are missing out on a lot of fun, but because removing diving boards can actually make a pool less safe. Let's be fair, that sounds counterintuitive, but statistics reveal that most pool injuries don't involve diving boards. They happen when people dive into the shallow end and hit their head. When there were diving boards, swimmers could quickly see which end of the pool was deep. Today, they don't have that visual guide. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.